Well, happy Palm Sunday once again. Palm Sunday is one of my favorite days. And here at St. Michael, you may notice, if you are coming from other churches, that we only do Palm Sunday. We don't do the Palm and then the Passion. And that's for one big reason. We have good attendance on Good Friday when we do the Passion, so don't let me down. Be here on Friday. It gives us a chance, though, to actually do just Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is this incredible moment where Jesus's ministry, everything he did and everywhere he went, kind of culminates in this big public way with a festival of sorts. Jesus walks in to Jerusalem, he rides that donkey, and people shout and they wave palms and they do all of this stuff. And for us, it could just be like a party. But actually, what Jesus is doing is he's combining two very important festivals for the Jewish people into something new. There is a new festival component when it comes to Palm Sunday, and that's really important for us to understand so that we can actually take something from Palm Sunday as we shift into Holy Week and ultimately to celebrate the resurrection at Easter. Now, a little bit of context. We know that Jesus' ministry began at baptism, then it went to temptation, then he started calling students, the disciples, around him, and he began to perform miracles, and he would gather crowds and he would teach, and all of this attention was gathering around him, so much so that the religious authorities became threatened. They were jealous. They didn't like what Jesus was doing, and so they were watching him and waiting for the opportunity to essentially get rid of him. Jesus knows this. And as he turns and goes toward Jerusalem, culminating in today's procession, this Palm Sunday moment, Jesus knows that he will draw enough attention to be the straw that broke the camel's back. And that at some point very soon, he will be arrested and he will be tried and he will die. And that Palm Sunday moment means he's got one more shot to actually make a big statement. Now we know that at this moment, Jerusalem was preparing for the Passover. Passover was critically important to the Jewish people, perhaps the big day when they remember how Moses led the people out of their bondage in Egypt. They were slaves and they were set free. And so Passover was this major feast. And yet there was another feast that had happened just about 150 years before this that we remember at the end of each year called Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the moment when the Jewish people reclaimed their temple. They reclaimed their temple from people who were not respecting it. And because of that reclaiming, that rededication of the temple, they celebrated in a big way at Hanukkah. What Jesus is doing is using the Hanukkah imagery, and that was when they had recaptured Jerusalem and the temple. The leaders processed into Jerusalem and back to the temple riding on a donkey, and he's doing that at Passover. And so, combining these two images means that Jesus is claiming not only to have come to free people, but to also reclaim his rightful kingship, the lead of the temple, God's presence on earth. Everyone watching this scene would have understood what riding in on a donkey would have meant, and that it was happening at Passover. This new festival pushed hard on the traditions of the Jewish people, so much so that they were not very happy about it. And that is where we enter this story. See, change is inevitable. And yet, change does not always lead to growth when we resist it. 2,000 years ago, Jesus invited a lot of people to change. And yet we know that most may have liked him for a moment, thought he was kind of decent, but they didn't actually follow him. They didn't do what Jesus was calling them to do for one primary reason, because Jesus was calling them to change. And we don't like change. 2,000 years later, we're still the same kind of human people. We like the predictability of our lives. We like to convince ourselves that we have stability and that we have security. And that is almost always not so. Most of us are taught at a very young age that if we work hard and we succeed, we will at some point build everything that we need in order to be done. We will have accomplished whatever we had set out for our lives. But those who have lived long enough know that no matter how much work and how much success one has, life always comes at you sideways. And just when you thought you had built everything that you wanted, the rug gets pulled out from under you. Life is never done. The challenge of life is never complete. And so the opportunity we have for change is present all the time. Growth is rooted in change. And for us to resist the change, the opportunity that God hands to us, means that we're really resisting the opportunity to grow the way that God hopes we will grow. Now, as we are called to embrace this change, as we are called to reflect on this new festival, there are many opportunities, countless opportunities, for us to do what God calls us into. And that can sound big, because right now you might be thinking, I like change. I will change for Jesus. I will follow and walk with him. Except something will happen in the next few hours that will cause you to slip back into the habits that you have. And so let's start simply. Palm Sunday begins Holy Week. This Holy Week offers some opportunities for us to worship in very unique ways. And we know that a week from today on Easter Sunday, a bunch of people who don't typically come to church will be here. Now, we could be frustrated at the inconvenience of people coming in and taking our spot so that we then have to wait in line and maybe have to go to a different space, or God forbid, to worship at a different time than we usually do on Sunday. But we actually have the chance. We can prepare ourselves right now to welcome the people who don't typically come. Nobody shows up to church accidentally. It could be that someone is here for the very first time next Sunday. It could be that they're here for the first time since last Easter. It could be that they're there for the first time since they were a kid. One way or the other, there will be a lot of people showing up here next Sunday. And so the change, the opportunity for growth that Jesus calls us into, those of us sitting here today, is to be part of embracing the people who are seeking God. Our world is scary and uncertain. Life is always going to be hard. God does not promise easy. God promises presence. When we experience the hard stuff, God promises to walk with us and to stay with us and to never leave us. We may actually believe that enough to be part of this community. But there will be people who show up next week who don't quite believe yet, but they think something like that might be true. I am not going to be the one who convinces them that that's true. You, your kindness, your hospitality, your presence, your willingness to welcome and to walk with, that is how they will know that God's presence is true. 2,000 years ago, Jesus invited the people who found him interesting to do something radically different. Most of them said no. Right now, today, we are being invited to continue to do something radically different with our lives. What will your answer be? Change is inevitable, but growth is not. Jesus invites us into a new life. I hope we will all say yes. Happy Palm Sunday. Amen.